This week on Barbell Shrugged, we interview games athlete Michelle Kenny and Emily Schramm, bacon connoisseur.
Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to barbellshrugged.com.
Welcome to Barbell Shrugged. I'm Mike Bledsoe here with Doug Larson and Chris Moore.
Hello.
CTV behind the camera. We are here with Michelle Kenny.
Hey.
And Emily Schramm.
Nice job.
Good job, Mike.
That was
I got it right.
Hi.
I don't think it's that difficult of a name to get right.
I appreciate that. Tell the world.
Today we're going to be talking about the CrossFit Open, the games, nutrition challenges.
Reality TV.
Reality TV.
Everybody's like, you have my attention now, Michael.
You're like, I hated your show until you start talking about reality TV. That's it. Before we go any further, make sure to go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter, and we will send you all sorts of exciting news.
Sounds exciting.
Just sign up, okay?
just do it. All right, Michelle, you just crushed 14.3. We owe 99% of your success
to
the Kenny Shuffle.
To the Kenny Shuffle, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. High five on that,
yes.
By the way.
So
what was your score?
184.
And you didn't repeat it. This was a one-time deal.
I don't repeat them.
You don't repeat
No regrets.
What?
Never I looking don't. Back. I only crush and I walk away.
Why don't you repeat them?
I don't need to.
Oh, damn.
Oh, snap. I mean, really, you do so well that you just figure, like, I'm good to go, and you just move on to the next thing.
Yeah, so if I do bad on one or poorly, I just have to suck it up and swallow my pride and move on. I don't get two chances at regionals and don't get two chances at games.
Hard to fucking argue with that.
But that's where I am at. That's the game I have to play. Because.
But you're going
to
finish pretty high up. That way you're going to end up in a good...
I'll be in the top heat at regionals, heat, yeah. Most likely.
That's the benefit of that. Sometimes people are redoing the WOD so they can kind of move which heat they're going to start off in. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's definitely reasons to redo them. And I, you know...
But definitely...
They don't apply to you.
Definitely no reason to redo 14.3.
If you're the kind of person...
You're like second in the world.
If you're the kind of person who needs to try again, then go ahead and feel free to. But it's not for everybody. Wink, wink.
we're filming this on Sunday afternoon, so there's another 24 hours before people can submit their scores. As of right now, you're in second place for that specific WOD.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which was, let's not even describe it. It's the deadlift box jumps from 2014.
Google that shit.
Look it up.
Yep.
So how many reps did you get?
184.
Which is how many of the heaviest weight you did?
9 reps at the heaviest load.
Oh, man.
Damn.
What load is that?
That's crazy. That's moving.
225.
225, bro. Two wheels, bro.
I want to watch I want to watch your whole video. I mean, that sounds... I mean, you had to be moving right out the gate.
I kept a decent pace. I was able to stay unbroken through the first three bars, and then... set of 25, I broke up into 16.9. I was still feeling really strong. And
wow.
Then the 205 bar was a little slow and go. I did 8 and then sets of 4 after that, but hit 30, got back to the 225 bar with 30 seconds to go, and I was able to get 9 reps.
And your form looked really good. Straight
Thank
back.
You. Thank
they
you.
Looked like fucking deadlifts, didn't
yeah,
they?
After,
like deadlifts are supposed to look like.
That's interesting because there's some professional fitness people that comment on Instagram to tell
me
differently.
I hurt my back doing deadlifts. Oh, show me the video. Oh, is that a deadlift?
Yeah.
What do you mean they told you differently? Who are you talking about?
Just anybody.
Call them out!
What'd they say, at least?
That I'm bouncing the bar, or I'm doing something weird, I'm losing my back.
Hate is gonna hate.
Everyone was bouncing the bar at least a little bit. Like touch and go gives you some bounce, but there's a difference between bouncing the bar and just doing touch and goes like you're supposed to.
There's a rebound. Of course, you've got rubber on rubber. There's a rebound, but if my elbows aren't bending,
if you got that much weight and you are bouncing it, it's still gonna. I think that's gonna wreck you. It's gonna wreck you in the long run. I mean, not just tomorrow. It's gonna wreck you during the workout.
Yeah.
Like, having to manage that bounce is no fun.
I will not be posting my video. My deadlift.
Here, come closer to the microphone, Emily.
It was not as pretty as
the deadlift. Be like right up on it, like nose touching almost.
I got it.
You know how to do that.
There we go. And then rub your nose back and forth to maintain distance.
Yeah, so you're doing the Open, Emily.
I am
Where
doing
are you
the
standing
Open.
At?
Oh, you know, I'm surviving.
you're in Denver, Colorado. Which region is that?
Southwest.
Southwest.
Yes, Southwest region. Okay. Yeah, and I would love to make top 60, but... We'll see. I've had to redo a lot of these workouts. Not this one. I will not be redoing this one, but...
Why aren't you redoing this one?
This is horrible.
Michelle's like,
no one should
eyes,
redo
like,
this.
Is it because you don't want to go back to that moment, or is it because you know that you just
that was the equivalent of getting scolded. you just got put in the corner.
Or is it because like you're just not going to recover and feel like you're going to do better the second time?
There's no more reps in me. I don't think I my back is really not that happy, so it but wouldn't you, be smart to
you
do
redlined.
It again. I read. Well, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you can redline on weight. I mean, that's different than like redlining with lightweight or during a run or something like that.
Yeah. I gave it my best and I'm not redoing it. Last one I redid three times. The chest to bar one, it was horrible.
Oh, man.
It took my soul.
It's definitely a soul crusher.
You run up a debt when you do it too much. I mean, you got to think, what comes the next week? I mean, are you going to do meet your expectation this week? The next week, you've got nothing left. All you have is degloved hands and a crippled spine.
And no soul.
No soul.
That might actually help you, though.
I know. It's true.
Yeah, just crush the soul all the way, and then you'll perform better.
Yes.
Oh. I just smacked Michelle. Bro. I'll make sure you're paying attention.
Did we get that on camera?
This ain't your first rodeo. You pop back instant like a cat. Like, you can't get me.
I'm here. I'm on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. So you did it three times. You did 14-2 three times.
I did.
Did you get better every time?
Well, not better enough. I was at 142, so I just needed two more reps to get to the next tier because I love overhead squats. I'm just not good at chest to bars, so I redid it and I got 143.
Oh,
so
no.
I got like no repped on my 144.
Really?
So then out of just bitterness, I redid it again and got like 130.
Yeah, your heart was gone at that point.
It was gone. Yeah.
Your hands hold up?
I didn't rip once.
Dang, three times
crazy.
And then rip it all?
I know. Impressive. I have these like homemade like cowhide gloves.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that makes sense, but they work.
No, it doesn't.
Yep. They work.
Do they look cool?
Homemade cow.
They did.
You should sell them.
I should.
Make a bunch of cowhide things for your hands.
With bacon on it.
Oh, God.
A little bacon looking.
You like putting bacon on things?
I do. It's kind of my thing.
Well, earlier you said you were a bacon connoisseur.
I am.
Is that correct?
I love bacon. I eat it every day. Good.
I eat every day too. Like, what qualifies you as a bacon connoisseur?
These are big fucking words.
We all eat bacon every day.
It's a heavy hitter.
We need to know if you know what you're talking about or not.
I think I just really enjoy it. Probably just more so than you guys. That's just why.
This is a private matter, I think. What are you doing with bacon and I'm not?
Do you like center cut? Do you like your meat thick? How do you like it? What's your choice of bacon?
I like the black one or the black hickory smoked from Whole Foods.
You saw it.
Oh, like
and
the
then
black horse ham one?
They also have like Thai curry. Have you had that
yet? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thai curry.
And I had the jalapeno one.
Yeah, and honey mustard.
Yeah, I haven't had that yet.
So you mix it up.
I do.
I find one thing I like and I stick with it until I hate it.
That's horrible.
Explain your life, homie.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I tend to run things into the ground.
2 years from now, he's going to be like, podcast? I hate that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm only one more year away from hating everybody.
I got to say, my favorite has always been the black pepper, thick cut black pepper piece, man. That's fantastic.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
The black pepper pops in your mouth, makes it sexy. And that, now you have your bacon.
We can take that a lot of different directions.
All right, Michelle, what are you standing overall?
Worldwide, right now sitting worldwide. In eighth, but not everybody's posted this week.
Oh, okay.
What is up with that?
I know.
I don't know.
How many people are in it?
Some do it on Monday.
Is there a lot more this year that are posting late intentionally so no one can see where they're at?
I think more.
Call them out, Michelle.
What's that?
Call them out.
Call them out.
Call them out.
What's the Twitter handle?
You. No. Oh, man. No, I feel like more of the heavy hitters are posting earlier this time around, but we're still seeing some wait till Monday, but I think they're legitimately doing it on Monday, so I don't know.
I think a lot of people are doing it twice, and they just don't want to post their first score. They don't want to see, like, maybe not show how much they improved from one to the next.
Yeah, that could raise eyebrows.
Right.
I mean, do a lot of people do that? I don't know with the high level competitors. Do they wait to see the people that are kind of on the cusp? Do they wait to see what the scores are and then decide if they need to do it again based on what they see people post like on Sunday and early Monday?
I'm sure the people that are on the bubble as far as like regionally competitive do that. They should.
Sounds like a good strategy to me.
But I don't know why anybody in the top would feel the need to do that. Unless they are going for that top spot, that top score for the 2014 prize money.
Oh.
That'd be the only thing.
There's prize money for the Open?
Ludicrous
the
style.
Top
they're coming for the number one spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Overall score.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
$2,014.
Oh. I see what they did there. Oh.
They've done that the last 2 years.
You think they're? I haven't won any in the last 2 years.
I haven't either.
The point
not even close.
Like if you think that you do have a shot of doing really well at the next stage, I guess the whole point of this is that you do well enough to sort of get your legs about you, to get a feel of the competition, but you don't go for the prize now because this is not the prize. Like this open is not what you want. You just do well enough and you turn it up at the regional events, right? I mean, people, there might be people out there crushing it now, like, I got to do as well as possible at these little competitions.
Right.
And then effectively blow their wad when it comes time to actually do the competition, you know?
Well, yeah, definitely. I know as far as my training program's concerned, I'm not peaking right now, but...
Because that would be bad for the audience. If you peak now, given that you need to be peaking like in July, yeah, you're going to not do well.
Sure. I'm peaking for May, honestly. I got to make it to July. I'm not going to look past May ever. Yeah. But yeah, so... don't get me wrong, each workout, like, I'm focusing, I'm meditating beforehand, and I'm planning on crushing it every time. I'm not just like, oh, I'm going to half-ass this because it doesn't matter, because it fucking matters.
Do you have, like, a meditation ritual or visualization that you do right before the wad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called
Can you walk us through it?
It's the Kenny Shuffle.
Other than the Kenny Shuffle. No, that's more when I want to get my heart rate up and get kind of psyched about it, but... it's just about 10 to 12 minutes of just relaxation and visualizing the workout as mm-hmm. I see it going down and just kind of staying calm and within myself. And
I'm amazed at how many people don't recognize that is probably the most important thing. It's the first important thing you can do mm-hmm. ahead of warming up to make sure you're successful in what you're going to do. Yep. If you go into a workout not even remembering what you're going for and why mm-hmm. and that you need to be calm and collected.
Wise.
Yeah. Why is it even are going for this? Why is this even important to you? Like, just taking that time for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get the worries of the world away and you're going to do fucking much better on your workout.
The result
will be better.
What's your whys, Michelle?
What are my whys?
Yeah. Good question.
Man,
this got deep.
Why do you want to be so fit? What are you running away from?
My inner fat kid.
I hate that bitch.
No, I...
What do you think about it? Emily, what's your eyes?
So I can eat bacon. No, I would love to make regionals, so that's my why right now. I think that I it would be fun, and I got injured this year. I tore my hip labrum, and so I told myself I would make it no matter what.
Way more of that lately.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, I didn't hear about it at all.
Yeah.
And then the last year, it's like happening to a lot of ladies.
It's actually more common.
Some guys too, but
more girls. Yeah. I talked to a doctor. He said that like 70% of people have it and they don't know it, or they like have hip pain and they just kind of like deal with it.
It's
so
not
it's
symptomatic.
More, yeah.
Yeah. I think I've got, so, I probably have a little bit of an injury in my left hip, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot more common than people think, but people jump into surgery, which I think is kind of a no-no. It's easy to just solution.
How did you injure it?
I was filming the challenge in Thailand.
People may not know this. Okay, so Emily was on The Real World. What year?
I don't really want to talk about The Real World.
No, you can't talk about some of the stuff.
So The Real World, I was on Real World DC, but I only did The Real World because I think reality TV is a joke. But I only did it so I could do these challenges. So we could talk about the challenges.
So you finished Real World.
Yes.
Biting the hand that feeds.
I think so you did The Real World so that you could do the Real World challenges?
Yes.
And what are those called?
They're called the Real World Road Rules Challenges. And you like all the Real World people from all different houses come together and you like
I wasn't allowed to watch TV growing
in
up.
So honest competition that highlights sportsmanship and good ethics. Right?
Soberness, 100%.
And there's never alcohol thrown in there just to make everybody bitchy and catty and provoke violence.
Not at all.
All right, sure, well, now that we've covered that base, now let's get back to what you were wanting to talk about.
Yeah. So I got back from Thailand and I hadn't lifted heavy.
Where you were doing a Real World Challenge.
When I was filming a Real World Challenge, yes. Uh-huh. The last one. And I got back and jumped right into my gym at Front Range CrossFit in Denver.
Yeah,
because
why not?
I felt good. I might have had a little rhabdo, but I didn't listen to my body. And I, in the middle of a squat, like felt a pop. And so it took me out for a while. And I almost got surgery. I had it scheduled. And then I was so pissed about getting surgery that I was like, fuck it. You know, let's just squat really heavy. So I did a 3-rep max overhead squat and it like felt better. I know that's crazy, but it like, it really did. Well, I was like, not saying that if you have hip pain, go try that. Because
go rep max to cure all.
Well, that's funny because like when I, my history with injury was always in my spine. I've talked a lot with this with the good Dr. Andy Galpin, how sometimes the best thing for a back that doesn't feel good is heavy. Like the thing that rehabbed my spine was getting into powerlifting. So I built all the assistance work up. I built my abs, made them strong again, my back, my hips, then slowly reintroduced to squatting. And when it got heavy again is when I started feeling good again. Because everything could be stable once again.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me, of course, you're going to entertain maybe surgery, or at the very least, you're never going to do that shit again. No lifting, because your body is not made to do the lifting.
Yeah.
Think of all the load, man. Your spine can't handle that. I go, I don't believe you. I just went ahead and did the squatting anyway, and the loading is what made me feel good.
Feel better, yeah.
So counter to the traditional medical advice.
Yeah, you got to get strong to keep your body stable.
Who would have thought that?
I know. So anyway, hip injury healed, and that's my why. I would love to make regionals because
big comeback. You made regionals before?
No. Oh God, no. This would be a first.
How long have you been CrossFitting?
2.5 years. 2.5 years.
What were we doing before that? Any strength background before that?
Real world, Doug. Real Come world. On.
Did you lift weights?
I did. Like,
want to talk about it.
I know.
I will.
I was surprised you didn't want to talk about it.
No, I really was.
Are you just sick of talking about it? Is that the deal?
No, I can talk about it. Okay. It wasn't like the most beautiful year of my life, if I could.
I know it's anybody's most beautiful year of their life. That doesn't look fun at all. It just looks like you're pissed off.
I was wanting to talk about lifting weights, not the real world at all, until you brought it up.
I did old school Globo Gym, like buys and tries and back and all that jazz. But before that was all I got before CrossFit. So I'm happy I found CrossFit.
So there wasn't much of a why then. You're like, well, I got to go do this day.
Yeah, it made me feel good.
Because that's what you got to do, right? You do that and you walk on the treadmill and you do that stuff.
I had like a cutoff and everything. I was in it.
Oh, so I used to wear those too. Looking sexy in the gym.
I have my
cutoff.
What do you mean a cutoff? I'm confused.
Like a t-shirt cutoff, where you literally cut the sleeves off.
You make your own tank top. And have you ever done that before? Don't we share our meathead
answers?
Oh,
yeah. I didn't have a name for it. I just did it.
So basically what you have on now, just you made it yourself and it goes down even further.
Yeah, and way more brotastic than this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to cut the sleeves off and stretch it out, Doug. So you show all this. So it's not like you're wearing a shirt at all, but you're allowed in the gym still.
I did a lot of training 10, 12 years ago, and I never got into that. I feel like I missed a chunk of that.
You're in the wrong gym, dude. You got to be at Gold's or one of those.
24-hour fitness.
Globo gyms.
I never got the opportunity to train at a Globo gym.
Doug is very unique in that he had real strength coaches his whole life, basically. And Mike and I were left just to figure shit out.
You're like, hey, here's some magazines, kid. Go in the weight room.
Put on some Zubaz and get the leg pressing, you son of a bitch.
I also did things that just made sense to me. I would just tie weights to myself and then run around the block.
Oh.
Yeah.
I figured if I was running hard, I'll make myself like I'm fat, and that'll make me a better runner.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk about a nutrition challenge.
Ooh. That's titillating.
Welcome back. We're here with Emily Schramm and Michelle Kenny still. Hanging out, talking about the open, talking about real world.
My favorite.
Talking about, but now we want to talk about this nutrition challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I was texted. And I said, someone said, check out Emily's nutrition challenge. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Good.
Can you tell us about challenges. It?
Yeah. So I turned paleo when I found CrossFit about 2.5 years ago, and I didn't have anyone to tell me how to do it. So I kind of just winged it for 30 days and figured my way out, and I loved it. I love what it did to my energy and to my body and to my skin, and I wanted to create something that was easy for people to get introduced to paleo, and it's not super extreme and it's not all or nothing, but it definitely gives people an idea of what their body feels like not addicted to sugar, which I think is really big for people to feel.
That's the whole point, right?
It's the whole point. So it's 21 days. You log your points every day for if you had bread, if you had sugar, if you worked out, if you had fish oil, if you drank some water. And then I send you a video and you either get a workout that's at home doable or like a little trick or tip that I've learned in my years of doing paleo, which hasn't been forever, but ways to make it easier and more convenient because it's not necessarily that convenient. So.
Do you get a lot of people trying to gain weight joining your challenge?
I have a few. I actually do have a handful of guys that are like, but I want to be big. So
they're just trying to impress you.
Yeah.
that's the interesting thing is it doesn't happen with girls very much. Most women just want to get smaller. But every dude in the world wants to get bigger and smaller at the same fucking time. It's the most annoying thing ever.
It's true.
It's so annoying that we created a group to specifically designed to coach people through that. So it's like, I was wondering if anyone joined yours, because that happens to us. People are like, I'm going to gain weight. And then they're worried about the whole 6 months about getting shredded.
Yep.
I'm like, why are you worried about getting shredded? You're trying to get bigger right now. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'll send them to your group. How about that?
Should do that.
Perfect.
So a big part of this challenge is about eliminating sugar specifically?
Yeah, processed sugar and bread and grains. And so the only thing allowed is honey and stevia, which I know is a lot of paleo elitists don't approve of, but I want to make it realistic for people. So I think honey is fine in moderation. I say as long as you're not Pooh Bear, then you're fine. And I think it's good for people to have a little something so they don't go crazy. But taking out agave nectar and evaporated cane syrup. I mean, just getting people to be conscious of the labels that they read. The ingredient list, sugar is like an 80% of all foods at the grocery store. So just learning that you have to cut it out and how to do it. And
did you used to be like a big cereal girl, or like you had like your carb cabinet or anything like that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because before CrossFit, I was like, I told you guys, I was wearing a cutoff doing like buys and tries. So
and
I
probably used to feel bad about eating bacon.
Do you have any footage?
Oh, for sure.
Do you have any footage of the...
of my buys and tries?
Yeah, Globo Gym. Oh, I'm sure I can find it. Wrapping out some curls.
I'm sure I can find it, yeah. When it actually,
CTP knows everything about Emily already.
I'm pretty sure episode 2 on Real World DC, I was in a Globo Gym in my cutoff.
Post-workout Subway?
No, post-workout Subway.
Because, you know, eat
so
fresh.
I'm so impressed that you know that.
You know what?
Really much.
I can say
it's a real thing.
Subway tells you to eat fresh and also offers a fucking Frito enchilada Subway sandwich. With fucking Frito chips on it. And it says at the end, eat fresh. eat a fucking chili and Frito Subway sandwich, you sons of bitches. Are you serious? And have fucking, you have an athlete like Nasty Nadia, whatever her pants is, the gymnast, sell you that. I'm an athlete. Eat this fucking Frito sandwich. Can you believe that? God.
No.
Sorry, my rant is
that.
Over. Fuck you, Subway.
Man, I really did
love
my Subway.
They're not sponsoring our show anytime soon, but...
Oh, that's great.
There goes our sponsorship.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Mike's like, we're this close to saying eat fresh on the show, you son of a bitch. 10K a spot. Oh, God.
Yeah, I did the low-calorie thing, low-carb thing. Low fat thing, all of it at once. It was horrible, and I don't want anyone to go through that.
So you didn't eat.
I didn't eat. Yeah, I had my turkey delight from Subway, and then I would have some egg whites and maybe some broccoli, and it was just like that's how people wanted to get shredded, and I thought that was the way to do it. So I tried.
I mean, it's not your fault. I mean, there's plenty of information out there telling you that's just the way to do it.
I know. We got to break these people.
The problem is
you said that so sweet. Like, we have to break them.
I mean, the problem is people mix information, really.
Yeah.
They'll take like this like bodybuilder-esque like type of diet, and they'll mix it with this other diet. And next thing you know, they're not eating anything. They only think about what you should take out, not what you're keeping in.
That's true. Yeah. You know? I'm so sick of girls eating 1,200 calories or less because my fitness pal tells them to. So I'm
who's
working
your
on that.
Did you know fucking that Jillian Michaels. God.
I kind of love Jillian.
You got to eat less bitches and you got to round over more when you do kettlebell swings. Not enough fucking rounding.
That's awesome. You have the best laugh, Michelle.
I know. It's a joy.
So you
want to
tell them what the Fitness Pal is?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's like an
We're
app.
We're waiting on you.
Sorry. Do you guys not know my Fitness Pal? It's
app.
Like,
no
it's
idea.
An app.
Oh,
yeah.
It's an actual thing.
Yeah, it's like a, it's what, you know.
Like, who's your, it's your Fitness Pal.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an app where people go in. I've had so many people do it that are like coming to me from, whether I get them on emails or Instagram and like, what am I doing wrong? And I'll see they're my Fitness Pal. You log your food. It's a calorie counter. And they're eating like 1,200 calories or less. So
is there like a paleo version of this app?
No.
I actually don't know any like paleo eating apps.
I know. I kind of wanted to create one. I think it would be smart.
You say you want to create it? We probably shouldn't have talked about it on the show. Now someone's going to steal the idea.
Shh, no one steal it.
Have you ever created an app before?
No.
Hey, somebody out there, create that app. Or if there's an app out there, let us know about it.
Send us our check.
Emily's never going to get around to it.
too busy eating bacon.
I meet people all the time with app ideas. They're like, I got this idea for an app. Have you ever created an app before? It's like, it's probably a lot harder than you think.
It'd be cool if the app was you just take a picture of the thing you want to eat and it goes, man, fuck, no, that dude ain't paleo, bro. It's the phone. Oh, Siri just says that to you. That's not, dude, that's sugary, bro. You take a picture of a piece of lettuce. Goes, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, that's cool.
That would be good.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all the functionality you need.
I'll use your voice as the narrative.
Yeah, like, it's got to be some weird stoner voice. Like, nah, man, no Fritos, bro. That ain't paleo.
That
man.
Ain't fresh.
That ain't fresh.
So earlier you said that during the 21-day challenge, you give out little tips and tricks and videos and whatnot to make it as easy as possible to make it through the 21 days.
Yeah. Like one of them is about, you know, I think a lot of women, especially with belly fat, they freak out about it. And so getting rid of...
I freak out about women's body.
Belly fat too. Yeah. Oh. So that's not nice. That isn't nice. So
just kidding.
Yeah, that's a joke. I love little belly fat, man. Sexy as hell.
So talking about getting enough sleep and cortisol levels, and I'm a coffee addict, so like making sure you aren't drinking too much coffee, even though
what's too much
I do.
Coffee?
I don't what's know. I don't
Michelle,
know.
I don't know, but don't do it.
If you drink too much coffee, what happens before your wad?
Pre-wad poo.
Yeah, you get a pre-wad poo and not the good variety.
I personally found that I can drink almost as much coffee as I like as long as I stop drinking it at noon. So
true, not too much coffee then.
Well, I mean, I can pound like 8 cups before noon and I still can sleep okay that night.
I think mine's like 4 o'clock. I tell
but
myself
I'm not drinking
it's 4 o'clock.
I drink coffee up till I go to bed. No shit. I drink a cup of coffee and just go to sleep.
I don't think you're sleeping very well.
Like a baby, free of any care in the world is really how I sleep most nights.
Really?
Well, let's put it this way. When my whole bookshelf, did I tell you, Doug, my whole fucking bookshelf in the middle of the night, got a lot of books.
I think this actually a bad sign, not a good sign.
It all collapsed in a violent explosion and glass shattering on it, and my wife goes, oh my God. She scurries me to action. We get to the stairwell, and I look at her and go, yeah, what are we doing? Why aren't we asleep? And she goes, oh, you idiot. And like hits me on the arm and goes down. Look, what happened? I go, oh, shit. I got to take action. But I must have been so
that was very
so
Mitch
asleep.
So, it was, right?
Wasn't it?
She goes, now I know who needs to learn to use the gun. Like, you're right. You're going to have to defend this family. I will be asleep.
You're going to wake up one night to gunshots. You're like, oh, what's that?
Oh, lame.
Go back to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up with a sleep study, Chris. I want to find out if you really are sleeping really well or if it's just so bad.
I think that's
it probably
what it
is. So bad.
So far on the other side of the spectrum, yeah.
Oh, I'll take a note.
Do you sleep
of that.
The best after Vice Friday?
Oh God, yeah. Dude, nothing makes you feel more like a person, like a fulfilled human being. When you eat, you gotta. I will go minimum, and I like to know your cheat meal too when you're not doing a paleo. Minimum one whole pint of is the prescription. A whole pint of Ben and Jerry's.
What flavor?
Ideal. Oh, what flavor? Chubby hubby, baby.
Oh.
Chubby hubby.
You trying to stand in front of the freezer chubby and decide.
But optimal is 2 pints, really, for me. And unlike donuts, unlike pie, as good as all those things are, you go, you know what? I feel like a little bit of a whore because I ate all that. I never feel that way with ice cream. I go, you know what? This is a good fucking decision. Every time.
Every time.
Always. Ice cream's always.
Do you just go into a food coma?
No.
That's why you're
my most
so
alive
well.
I'll ever feel at the end of pint number 2, baby. I'm telling
Frolic.
You.
Like how we swung from a no sugar 21 day challenge to 2 pints is ideal.
But in one sitting. But you're saying the key with a diet, and we'll see if you agree. I'm a big fan of understanding that you have discipline all through the week. You can't keep that up forever because eventually your craving for sugar is going to get you. Like you're going to want to live your fucking life and have some kind of sugar.
Something, yes.
Can't keep it up forever.
So what I think is the most important thing you do, what I recommend to people is I have this Vice Friday thing. It could be any day of the week. Don't get hung up
on
the day.
Sunday. I'm
Sunday.
Right with you.
The reason why a cheat meal should be a cheat day or a meal, whatever, you ritualize it. You make it a special thing that you know when it comes. You look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
You work hard in anticipation of it. You get all you want on that day and you feel so bad about it. You have another week of discipline action.
What
it's
I want to know,
fucking yin and yang.
What I want to know, Chris, did you last Friday have Vice Friday? Not last night, or what? What day is it?
Today's Sunday. Oh wow!
All right, so last weekend, did you have Vice Friday?
I might not have. Sometimes
we had Vice Saturday.
Yeah, sometimes I skip it. Yeah, we.
Then you double down.
I want to know. He's got this whole ritual sometimes, thing going on.
Sometimes there will be a Vice weekend where the train just goes right off the fucking tracks for good. They're like, fuck it. There's no saving it. I'll figure it out Monday. I'm wearing sweatpants and just eating whatever I want the whole weekend.
You sound like a pregnant lady.
Yeah. I look like one most of the time.
Your wife is pregnant.
My wife is pregnant. She's popping in April.
Oh, congrats. Right.
But Tuppy, you got to have that in order to resume the discipline action. If you try to go discipline all the time and not have, that train is going to go off the track.
But would you agree that you have to go to a little bit of a famine to understand what it feels like?
Yeah.
To feel really great.
If you don't have famine, you can't enjoy excess, and you can't go back to tolerating the famine when it's time to work hard and do without.
You want
to
join my 21-day challenge?
I do.
My cheat day, gluten-free donuts.
Where do you get these?
Oh, yeah. Why would you do that?
I'm making my I smell shit face. Gluten-free donuts.
Tell them how good they are.
They're really good.
She's
actually.
Like a sandwich donut.
I had that same face. I was like,
she didn't like it.
Why gluten-free?
I mean, the donuts.
But then she tried it.
As Chris talks, we just need the camera to be on the show and her ridiculous laughter. I've never seen anyone laugh this hard before.
So amazing.
But now we're Kenny Shuffle Bros now, man.
Yeah.
We bonded over the shuffle. Ooh. Yeah.
Gluten-free donuts. You can get them anywhere. They're great.
But I'll tell you what you can do.
I've never seen
anywhere.
So not anywhere. Kroger.
I'll tell you one good thing about a paleo diet. What really swings me towards really liking a paleo diet is you can make the most ridiculously awesome desserts that make you forget old desserts. I'll give you some points there because I don't know about donuts because donuts have that springy thing.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not call gluten-free donuts paleo. outrageous here.
I'm saying that.
I think most paleo desserts
shouldn't be
called paleo.
My wife makes coconut and good dark chocolate and nut cookie things that are way better than fucking Chips Ahoy cookies on any day.
Or Oreos, really yeah.
Or a chocolatey tart thing. Doug, you've had the chocolate tart. It's like a chocolate truffle and pie tart thing form. Paleo, good, delicious.
Have you ever had? I don't know if I have. What was the thing I ate?
Look at your face.
I'm waiting. I have no idea what's going on right now. I'm just waiting to hear what's happening.
Definitely far from paleo. What was the thing that I ate at the gym the other day when we were filming the 14.3 video?
Some chocolate cake or something.
Whatever brand he made.
A bread pudding.
That was
the bread pudding was delicious.
Well, I ate that cake. I ate a coconut paleo cake on the rower.
In the warm-up.
Yeah. That wasn't real cake. I would only eat paleo cake when I'm rowing.
It's not paleo.
It's not extreme. Let's not get extreme.
I'm with you, though. There's nothing paleo about any of this stuff.
No.
Doug, it doesn't matter if it's actually paleo. It just matters if people think it's paleo.
That's exactly right.
Sell the sex
it's totally true.
So much easier to sell when people believe it.
Does it taste good, though? It also tastes great, right, customer?
I thought it tastes better than a non-paleo treat.
Yeah, it's better, better than non-paleo.
It was good.
Yeah.
When are you coming out with your Vice Friday t-shirts?
Oh.
Barbara Buddha needs some Vice Friday t-shirts in a hurry.
Yeah, up with that?
Doug, you just blew my mind.
And Miami Vice theme.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, palm trees, sun. Ooh, that'd be cool. And then just Buddha eating some
gluten-free donut.
What a great idea. I give no money to any of you for this idea.
Just give me a t-shirt.
That's all right. Yeah, t-shirt will suffice.
I'll make it and spread it around.
Just say 2 quarts of GTFO.
let's refer to this later and I'll draw this up. 2 quart minimum, baby.
You needed a 21-day cheat challenge that you can upsell right after your 21-day sugar-free challenge.
Now you're sexy. Let's fix all that.
Yeah, everyone heard customers would be like, yes, that's what I need next.
You know what you need? You need to feel bad about yourself for a little while. That's what you need to feel.
I actually think it's good for people to do a 21-day challenge, 30-day challenge, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once every 6 months.
Just to kind of
recalibrate. But what I find is anytime I recalibrate, anytime I go to the extreme, I move 5% closer to perfect. Right? I'll never be perfect. I'm talking about my diet here. Yeah. Not my abs. They're already perfect. So every time you do a challenge, it's 21 days, 30 mm-hmm. days or something like that. Anytime you go to an extreme, you never swing all the way back to where you were. You know, a lot of times people get really, I think, disappointed because after the 21 days or whatever, they don't stick with it 100%. But I think everyone would agree that afterwards, they're actually better overall.
Yeah.
And so every few months, maybe every 3 to 6 months, do one of these challenges and you'll keep inching yourself there. So I found that to be true for me is especially competing weight class sports, trying to get big and then leaning out. It's like it you start looking at food a little bit differently when you do that.
I agree, yeah. And I like this because it's a little bit more like not all or nothing with the point system, because I don't like all or nothing really. You know, like so many people are like, Whole 30, I tried it, I had a donut, I'm done with for 30 days. But I get a lot of questions on how much protein to have and a lot of questions on like, I don't know how much bacon is too much. And so just like, you know, none.
Yeah. If you're doing like a 21 day sugar fast, then like counting all the other stuff is irrelevant. Just focus on not eating sugar and don't worry about the rest of the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people, they need to get mixed up.
Yes. So it's a little bit, I kind of combine it all together. So it's fun.
So who primarily does your challenge? Like men, women, CrossFitters, non-CrossFitters?
Mostly non-CrossFitters or CrossFitters that are interested in paleo but haven't like taken the plunge, because it's a nice, like, you can still have beans and you can still have dairy. So it's like an easy entry to it. But mostly non-CrossFitters that are interested in that kind of intense workout, but they don't have a gym membership. So
men, women?
Both, yeah. It's a good, it's
pretty,
probably
pretty
like
even split.
60-40.
Okay.
Yeah, 60-40 women.
Of women?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People mostly trying to lose weight?
Yes, for the most part, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
And where can we learn more about that?
www.superherounleashedchallenge.com.
Superhero Unleashed Challenge.
I'm all about the superheroes. I have like I'm like a Marvel fiend.
You and Chris will get along. I only like Batman, but this dude, he's all in the way.
I argue with people on the internet, because I got an argument this morning with my 2-year-old son over breakfast.
An argument.
Yeah, because some girl goes up.
Does that mean you're just yelling at him?
No, we're all yelling at each other. Well, he's sitting there eating his French toast, and some girl comes like, "Oh, don't you look cute, you in your little Superman t-shirt?" Because my wife put a Superman shirt on him, and I hate Superman. I think he's an asshole. And somebody goes, "Do you want to be Superman? Do you want to be Superman when you grow up?" He's like, "Uh huh." I go, "That's not, don't listen to him. He wants to be Batman." when he grows up. And
he doesn't know what he wants.
He looks at me and goes, "No, he's like Superman." And he's like, "No, I know of Batman. I choose this guy." I go, "You know what? I'm not happy with your choice. This is already starting. It's going to be your choice to be Superman, and now your choice to marry that girl is coming down the line. But this is what I was fighting over today." And I tweeted it. And some guy goes, "Dude, you know Superman." When I go, "You son of a bitch. Here's the thing. Don't you know Batman's a genius? And he's just one kryptonite arrow away from kicking Superman's ass," which he did. Right? He did. And I guess the Dark Knight Returns, whatever that Frank Miller comic book was.
It wasn't the Dark Knight Returns.
He beat wait. Might be.
No, you might be right.
He beats Superman's ass and goes, "I want you, Clark, to remember this one guy defeated you," and he dies. So that happened. So this is kind of, if you want to argue superheroes, we'll get into it.
Well, I'm not Superman. I'm all Spider-Man.
All Spider-Man.
See, I'm kind of like, he's like the third wheel. I go, "Oh, he's all right. I want to fight with him, but I'm not, I don't choose."
So why do you like Spider-Man?
I don't know. This one too. I found out she likes Spider-Man and I was like, "I like you."
Meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be. I don't know. When I was little, I like just thought he was so cool. I have a keychain. I have a pillowcase. I might have a lantern.
It's a solid superhero choice. Who is your least favorite of all superheroes? Like, who do you want to die first in battle so you don't have to deal with their shit anymore?
I don't like the Hulk.
You don't like the Hulk?
I'm sorry. I don't.
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting like Captain America. He sucks more than any of them. Captain America's just some guy they pumped a bunch of drugs into, and that's him. He's just a guy.
The Hulk definitely took drugs.
Well, no, he experimented on himself with gamma radiation, which is science. Let's get it right.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That's more science than just, you know.
Captain America was just like a roided up soldier.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
and he has this attitude.
Which is perfectly fine.
I'm older
fine.
Than all
I'm
you
all
guys. I know what's right. And he can... He's the least impressive of them all. He everybody kicks his ass.
Okay.
No matter what.
I'm sorry I did not say Captain America.
I accept your apology.
All right, Michelle, your favorite is Spider-Man as well?
It is Spider-Man.
Number one, huh?
Yeah.
What's your least favorite?
I don't even know.
You got to know a least favorite.
A least favorite?
Yeah, like who is just not impressive to you? I mean, you could pick like Daredevil. I also hate Green Lantern. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
Green Lantern is pretty stupid.
Especially the movie, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like... Oh, so you have that ring. What if you take that ring off? You're nothing. You're nobody.
That's not true.
Oh, we'll get into this later.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's wrap this up. You want to say your
People
least
like,
favorite?
I want to talk about CrossFit.
What's your least favorite?
Huh?
Who's your least favorite?
I don't know if I have a least favorite.
We know your best favorite.
I don't like X-Men overall. I'm just not an X-Men fan.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't. The whole concept just. I get why people like it. It just doesn't.
Not your thing.
It's not my thing. It doesn't.
You see Wolverine and go, you know, that guy's neither handsome nor awesome. That's your attitude.
I mean, he is. I wanted to be Wolverine when I was a kid, but
so you do like him.
I think it's like.
I think you're just.
But
confused.
Because I can't, I hate him.
You have certain feelings about Wolverine, and you're confused by it. You're not willing to accept it.
So you're in denial.
Quite possibly.
We're drilling into this shit, so you're revealing more of yourself on live the podcast.
Yeah.
Finding out about who you really are.
All right, let's turn this shit off.
I was actually going to say the Green Lantern. I was excited. I was excited that I knew a character that hadn't been brought into the conversation yet.
That also,
but I didn't know if it was like part of the. There's Marvel, and then there's another one, right?
DC.
I only know that because I talked to John. He loves comics, but I was pumped that I knew a character that hadn't been brought into the conversation yet. But I don't know shit about comics.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this show up. Emily, you've got what's the website again?
You go to superherounleashed.com and you can find all my Unleashed fitness stuff.
Anything else you want to promote before we go?
No.
Fuck the real
world. I think
world.
That's it. Fuck reality TV. I'm just kidding.
And if we're in Denver, you coach at Front Range CrossFit?
No, I actually am a rare breed that trains at a different gym I coach at. So I coach at CrossFit Park Hill and then I train at Front Range CrossFit. Both very excellent, fun gyms that I like. So come see very me cool. in Denver. Michelle,
we're going.
Yeah, she said that very sexily. Like Chris was like, "I'm going immediately."
You can leave me off the cliff with that voice, honey.
Michelle, anything you want to promote? You got CrossFit Chickasaw, obviously. Yeah. If you're in Memphis,
yeah. If you're in Memphis, come to buy my gym, CrossFit Chickasaw, and that's that.
It is what it is.
What's Kenny that? Shuffle.
We gotta do the Kenny Shuffle.
If you want to see some Kenny Shuffle, hashtag Kenny Shuffle, and it's all categorized on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And the Twitters. Mm-hmm.
5,000 examples of people doing the Kenny Shuffle and crushing wads.
That's right.
All of them, every single one that did it, posted a good score. At least one rep.
Well, I guarantee they all had more fun than if they had not done the shuffle.
Absolutely. And that's why they did well.
And that's what matters.
Yes. All right. Don't forget, check out Barbell Shrug. Sign up for the newsletter for awesome news updates from CTP there. Later, guys.